Action Time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and it's very interesting that President Obama has said that he is going to come up with a $75 billion program to try to stop the home foreclosures. Now, certainly we know that this is what precipitated this whole economic collapse. And that's why, of course, Congress voted to give Henry Paulson $700 billion on October 3rd of last year. The interesting thing, though, is that when they wrote the legislation, Barney Frank, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, wrote the legislation to give Henry Paulson, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, $700 billion, but he forgot to stipulate what the money had to be used for. Can you imagine that he would just be so forgetful just to leave that out of the legislation? So then Henry Paulson got his money, and he decided he was going to give it to his friends in the banking industry so that they would unfreeze the banking industry, and so they would begin to loan money. They would begin to loan money because, of course, people were having difficulty getting loans. At least that's what he claimed. So he gets all the people from the big banks into a room, and he says, you've got to borrow this money, and it's going to be used for loans. But he doesn't specify in the agreement it's going to be used for loans. And so the big banks actually cut back on their loaning. Now, how could Henry Paulson have been so stupid that he would have given all this money, I think it was $125 billion, to about 9 banks, and not specified it was to be used for loans? How could the Barney Frank have been so stupid he would write a bill to give Henry Paulson $700 billion but not specify what the money was to be used for? Do you honestly think that these men, Henry Paulson's got to be pretty smart, why he made almost $1 billion, I think it was $800 million working at Goldman Sachs, according to Wikipedia. Do you honestly think these men are so stupid? Or do they think that you're so stupid that you won't realize that they want the crisis, they've created the crisis, they're going to use this as an opportunity to destroy our nation, impoverish our people, and bring in the New World Order? And with that as a background, our guest this afternoon, our good friend, the former senior editor of the New American Magazine, Mr. William Grigg. Hi, William. How are you?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again as a guest. It's always a pleasure. I think that your lead-in really is a perfect tone setter for the discussion this afternoon, because you're talking about people who, while nowhere near as smart or clever as they think they are certainly not stupid. And when stupidity is off the table as a motivation, there's something worse that remains, and that is malice. You're dealing with people that have a certain feral intelligence and, of course, abundant contempt for the rest of us, whom they look upon as basically a set of resources to be managed for their benefit. I honestly think that if we were dealing with an economy of complete scarcity and we were reduced to bare subsistence level living, those people would look upon us primarily as a source of protein and nothing else, if we were reduced to that type of fundamental, elemental struggle for survival. But this plan that was announced by Obama today, of course, is a fraud. It's part of this large, multi-layered fraud that is the so-called bailout of the economy that is nothing of the sort. It's an immense bailout, of course, of the same corrupt criminal elites who precipitated this financial crisis as a result of several decades of determined perversity by the Federal Reserve and the people that are running the financial industry and the banking system. The whole banking system, of course, is insolvent. And if you take a look at the cumulative liabilities that we're talking about in terms of the financials and the derivatives thereof, the entire gross domestic product of the combined nations of the world is not sufficient to pay off the accumulated liabilities. If you want to take a look at planetary GDP or global domestic product, it falls short of what would be necessary in order to bail these people out. And so we're dealing here with a fraud from the very beginning. Mr. Obama is not talking about bailing out people who are down on their mortgages, people who are facing foreclosure, the loss of their homes. He's talking about using a select number of cases of that sort as part of a cutout to bail out the people who made the bad mortgage loans. And they're going to be doing this on the basis of political preference, those people who are politically preferred over others. They're going to go to the roster of losers, people who made hugely improvident mortgage loans and profited off of them because they were able, through the securitization of debt, this bizarre alchemy that was really a new dark science of the late 1980s, early 1990s. They securitized these bad debts, and they made very, very handsome livings off of this exchange and fraud. These people who are on this roster of losers are going to be examined by the federal government. Those who are politically preferred are going to be bailed out. There will be a handful of people who will be sort of the boutique-level examples of the supposed benevolence of the Obama regime who are going to be used as cutouts for this process, but really they're incidental to the process. If this could happen without having a handful of people being used as political window dressing for this cynical fraud, that's how these people would perceive that are running the government and the economy right now. I love the fact that you adverted to the claim made last fall when TARP was introduced that this was supposed to bail out or at least to mitigate somewhat the problems of people who are facing foreclosure and had nothing to do with helping people who are in dire straits in terms of their mortgage loans and the prospect of foreclosure. It had everything to do with creating a mechanism in the Department of the Treasury that made the Secretary of the Treasury an economic dictator, you know, part of basically a triumvirate, the other two members of which are the president who controls the internal security and foreign policy elements of our government. And then on the R, I use R in mock quotation marks because it's not our government in any sense that I think intelligent people would recognize. And then the other element of the triumvirate, of course, is the commissar of the Federal Reserve. Those three individuals are running the economy right now. Congress is only there as a rubber stamp. I mean, we saw that with respect to this so-called stimulus package, and it's once again a real interesting achievement in the art of political dishonesty that this is called a stimulus package. All it is a hyperthyroid version of the same welfare state boodling that we have seen for decades. There's nothing in that bill that's going to stimulate any kind of economic recovery. It's just a way of ladling out unprecedented quantities of pork to constituencies that are attached to the Democratic Party. And it's also a way of bringing every municipal government under the direct authority of the federal government here, because now every municipality, every county government in the country is going to create a little Soviet, a little ruling council for the purpose of allocating the money that they're going to be getting from the federal government as well as whatever slopover they get from the money that's sent to the state capitals. But it has nothing to do with stimulating economic growth. It has everything to do with further entrenching the power of the central government, But this was passed, of course, in the heat of crisis. We were told that it had to be passed by a date certain that there would be tumult and catastrophe and all manner of apocalyptic consequences if this measure didn't pass. And then Mr. Obama took a leisurely four-day weekend to go and shoot hoops and do whatever else he did by way of diversion and came back and signed it at leisure. And it's just a really interesting testament to the fact that the standard operating procedure of the people who rule us is to terrify people with cries of crisis. And usually the crises are at least somewhat plausible because these people are excellent. They're very skilled at creating crises that they can capitalize upon. And then using the Congress, using the legislative body as a rubber stamp, and then consolidating their power and further impoverishing those of us who are not part of their political entente, part of their political scheme.
You know, I think it was very interesting that one of the things, I love, you know, some of the alliteration that Obama uses. And certainly one of them was, you know, if we don't act, why we could turn this crisis into a catastrophe. it's really a beautiful use of words, but people don't understand this is not designed to solve the problem. It's to give the American people the idea that they're trying to solve the problem.
Sure.
If they were trying to solve the problem, they would have gone after immediately, four and a half months ago, gone after the trying to stop the collapse of the housing market. What they would have done was go to the banks that wrote the fraudulent loans, that created the fraudulent loans and said, you issued them, you take them back,
yeah,
they were fraudulent. And they've got trillions of dollars of assets. assets. I mean, J.P. Morgan Chase has $7 trillion of assets. And they're one of the major culprits, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup. You take it back, and we're going to send your officials to prison because, after all, you issued trillions of dollars of these fraudulent bonds. Now, I mean, you can't issue fraudulent bonds and get away with it. And then the rating companies that gave the fraudulent, and the Moody's, Standard & Poor, gave the fraudulent ratings, they should go to prison as well, or they should be held financially responsible.
Yeah, civilly responsible, sure.
And then the people who wrote the derivatives, the insurance policies without reserves. Why are we talking and worried about Wells Fargo spending $1 million or so on a junket in Nevada? Why aren't we going after the people who are responsible? Because it's all a diversion. It's all a diversion to take our attention off the real culprits and to keep idle minds busy. We'll be back in just a moment with William Green. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, making preparations to look after yourself.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, William Grigg, and William, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, you made mention of the poetry, if you will, that conventionally litters Mr. Obama's speeches. And you mentioned the alliteration, if we don't act now, the crisis will become a catastrophe. When actually crisis and catastrophe are functional synonyms. It's interesting, so often with Obama, it's not so much the words, it's the music. He's a less obnoxious, a more refined version of Jesse Jackson. And I once said, paraphrasing Voltaire, that the problem with Jesse Jackson is he always lets the rhyme dictate his reasons. And the same is true of the rhetoric that flows so mellifluously from the lips of Barack Obama. It's all part of this grand program of distraction. People are being sold on him in terms of his personality. He seems somebody who is rational and mature and intelligent. He has the mien and the bearing of a college professor, which some people find engaging. Given what's going on in higher academia right now, I find that to be anything but a recommendation. He's somebody who has an attractive family and apparently a stable family life. Seems to be a decent father. From what I understand, he's got a pretty good jump shot. But all he is a front man. He's a fairly charismatic, a fairly persuasive and appealing front man for the same coterie of banking interests and political corporatists. The people who have been running the welfare warfare state now for a number of decades, they're all people who are tied up in this entente, this cynical relationship with their equivalent numbers in a number of other countries as part of a self-perpetuating and visible power elite that I believe is sort of the visible non-submerged element of a largely submerged power elite that actually runs things in terms of setting up these institutions both nationally and multinationally that define how the world is run, the IMF, the World Bank, and things of that nature. The thing that I find really disturbing about what's going on right now with the United States is that there seems to be a dynamic taking place right now in these multiple bailouts, similar to what happened earlier in the 70s and 80s with these structural adjustment programs and bailouts of third world countries. And there's a really interesting article for those who have access in the internet to the internet in your listening audience. And I would assume that would be most of them. I'd assume that a lot of your audience listens to this program online. They should go to Counterpunch, counterpunch.org, which is the website of a journal of the same name that is published by an author by the name of Alexander Cockburn. He lives in Northern California. It's spelled Cockburn, but it's pronounced Cockburn. He's Irish by way of his ancestry. He professes to be a leftist of some sort. But his perspective on what's going on in the world is actually quite similar to that in many ways of Ron Paul and other people who are critics of the power elite, is central banking, it's manufactured wars. Mr. Cockburn is pro-Second Amendment. That's one of those litmus test issues, one of those shibboleth, sibboleth, dividing line issues that I talk about. If you're somebody who supports the natural, innate right of every individual to armed self-defense, then that says something about you. Mr. Cockburn is a person of that persuasion. But on his website, counterpunch.org, there's an essay by a man named Michael Hudson, who's a research professor at the University of Missouri at Kansas City, and he's also a former Wall Street economist. Mr. Hudson, as are many of the contributors to Counterpunch, is somebody I would call a leftist, because he's somebody who believes that there should be a far greater role for the government managing the economy, which, of course, is what got us into this mess to begin with. His prescriptions are bad, but his diagnosis is pretty good as to what's going on right now. And with respect to the bailout of the so-called distressed mortgage holders, that is to say those who are facing foreclosure, Mr. Hudson has the following thing to say. Quote, take the much-vaunted $50 billion program. Actually, it's not $50 billion now. It's $75 billion, as announced today, designed to renegotiate mortgages downward for troubled homeowners. Upon closer examination, it turns out that the real beneficiaries are the giant lending banks such as Citibank and Bank of America that have made the bad loans. The Treasury will take on the bad debt the banks are stuck with and will permit mortgagees to renegotiate their monthly payment down to 38% of their income. I think those specifics, by the way, are still in flux. But rather than the banks taking the loss, as they should do for overlending, the Treasury itself will make up the difference and pay to the banks so that they will be able to get what they hope to get. The hapless mortgage-burdened family stuck in their negative equity home turns out to be merely a passive vehicle for the Treasury to pass debt relief on to the commercial banks. Now, that's exactly what we were talking about in the earlier segment. We've talked about this quite a bit. This is the way that our peculiar form of socialism in this country is structured. The risks, of course, are always subsidized for those who are politically preferred. The losses are socialized, meaning that people like you and me, people like many in your listening audience, who did not go out and get an imprudent mortgage loan and who have done what we can to manage our household finances wisely, are going to be forced by the government to help pay the price of these imprudently arranged mortgages. Those that have been unwisely entered into by people who couldn't afford the homes that they bought, and those that were unwisely written by banks and other lending institutions that shouldn't have issued those mortgages, and that they were capitalized on fraudulently by the wizards of securitization of debt. Those of us who try to do the right thing, try to be prudent stewards of our resources, are going to be punished in order to pay off those who made the bad loans and those who capitalized on the bad loans. That's the socialization of the losses. And the profits remain private. That's, of course, one very small element of how this whole thing works, but it's a very important one. There are a couple of other specifics that I thought were interesting. We mentioned, of course, that the amount that was talked about today by Mr. Obama was increased from $50 to $75 billion. When you get to a point where $25 billion is considered to be pocket change, you know that we're headed for hyperinflation. The other thing I find interesting is that they're doubling the size of the lifeline that are being extended, the lifelines that are being extended to Fannie and Freddie, the two corporatist, which is to say fascist entities that were effectively nationalized last fall during the first phase of the rollout of this whole grand exercise in fraud. Now you'll have $200 billion more being thrown at each of those. That's another $400 billion. So today, as a matter almost of caprice, Mr. Obama blithely issued guarantees for another $500 billion being thrown into the bottomless, omnivorous quantum singularity that is this so-called bailout and catastrophe. And so the logic of what we're seeing right now is that it's simply going to continue to proliferate in terms of the amounts of money that are going to be generated, borrowed, or most likely inflated by the Federal Reserve until the system completely collapses upon itself. And I really think that we're going to be feeling the tug of that gravity well very quickly this year. I would be surprised if by the end of next month, or at least sometime late this spring, we don't start feeling the first effects of the hyperinflationary monetary policy, which has been kicked into an unprecedented warp drive as of last September. I really don't see how we can avoid the first stirrings of that by early this spring or at least late this spring. And by the end of the year, I really suspect that we're going to be seeing some real tumult and upheaval in terms of people who are thrown out of work, penniless, confronting huge price inflation, which is the symptom of monetary inflation. A number of people who are far better positioned than I am with respect to access to the raw data have said that by the end of this year we're going to be having some really severe social upheavals. You can already see that in terms of what's going on with the vacancies that are starting to empty out many parts of many of our major cities, that the conditions are really being set for a type of rebarbative or decivilizing dynamic within these cities. That's something I wrote about a couple of years ago.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with William Greig.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest William Grigg, and it's before we go on, and I get so engrossed in our conversation that I forget, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your blog, how they can get your information.
Stan, I appreciate that. The easiest way to get to my blog is by way of a website I have called willgrigg.com, sort of a placeholder website, general gate to a number of things that I'm involved in. Those who go to willgrigg.com should look in the upper right-hand corner of the opening page, and there is a list of external links. The top link is to my daily blog, Pro Libertate. I try to update that actually between 3 and 5 times a week. Pro Libertate, it's a web blog, but it's not a typical, how best to describe this? It's not a typical weblog in that it's not merely a collection of passing reflections or ephemeral insights and inspired by the daily events that we all experience. I use my weblog basically to do what I used to do with the New American, which is to write pieces that are between 12 and 2,400 words. I think the longest one that I published is over 3,000 words. They're usually not that long. I'm trying to make them a more reader-friendly length. but they're between typically 1,200 and 2,000 words, and they're intended to be works of what I call investigative polemics. I'm an opinion writer. I'm an advocacy journalist. I have a point of view. I don't try to hide it. My point of view is described in the web log as Christian libertarianism. That is to say, as a Christian, I believe that the highest political value is individual liberty and dignity. And that's the perspective that I take as I evaluate what's going on in the day's events. So I'm not merely commenting upon what everybody else is writing about. Hopefully, I'm trying to get a little bit more deeply involved in studying the plate tectonics of contemporary politics. Whether or not I succeed, you don't lose anything if you read what I have to say. It's perfectly free. Just go to willgrigg.com, go to the upper right-hand corner, click through on the Pro Libertate link, and at the end of every essay, there's a hyperlink to an Amazon account to buy, if people are interested, my most recent book, Liberty and Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State. It's about a 320-page book, and it deals with the militarization and centralization of our law enforcement culture, and also with the full-blown advent of a really nasty form of executive dictatorship here in the United States. We still have a legislature, yes. We still have a Congress. It's still bicameral. The Senate is still the Senate, although it really hasn't been the Senate since the 17th Amendment. That's another topic, perhaps, for a different time. But we still have a Senate, we still have a House of Representatives, we still have 50 administrative jurisdictions we call states. Each of them has a legislative function. But the thing is, it all starts with the presidency, and the presidency really controls the instruments of regimentation and coercion. And really, when you take a look at what's going on in terms of the commingling of the military and police functions, and you look at the fact that under Obama, as well as under Bush, the presidency still retains this claimed power. It's not a constitutional form of authority, but it's a claimed power to detain people summarily without due process of law, to conduct assassinations, to authorize torture. That's something that remains in place under Obama. These, of course, are all the hallmarks of a dictatorship. We're living under a relatively mild form of it right now. But in my book, I point out how quickly things can become very earnestly nasty for people who find themselves suddenly on the receiving end of all this accumulated power on the part of the government, on the part of particularly the enforcement regimentation arm of the government. And I talk about how historically this has come about. Of course, it was accelerated by 9/11. It was not inspired by 9/11. It was not something that's a reaction to 9/11. That event was used as a pretext by our government for accelerating the drive toward the creation of this garrison state that we're living in now. And this isn't as bad as it's going to get. We're just feeling, really, the first probing rays, if you will, of what's going to become a very hot summer day, excuse me, in terms of how bad this is going to get. But that book, Liberty and Eclipse, is available once again to those who go to the Pro Libertate blog. I promise, as soon as I get a chance, I am going to make sure that we get another quantity to Radio Liberty so that you can sell more copies of my book for me. I mean, that's something I should make into a priority, I suppose. I've been trying to, but I've been distracted over the last couple of weeks because of the advent of our sixth child, little Justice Samuel. He's been taking up a lot of my time, and he kept me awake all last night to try to let my wife Corinne have a break, give her a chance to sleep through the night. So I was up all night last night with Justice. That's, once again, nothing unusual. We've had, as I mentioned, this is our sixth child. We've had five children. It's just every once in a while, because of things that happen and the more important elements of my life, every once in a while, some details like getting those books to you, Dr. Stan, suffer, but I promise I'm going to get those to you as soon as I can.
I certainly understand the problem, so go right ahead.
Well, I need to correct myself. A couple of segments ago, I said something to the effect that the combined debt and obligation package here that the federal government is trying to bail out is larger than the gross domestic product of the world. That's actually technically incorrect. What I was trying to say, and I said rather ineptly, actually, I completely misstated, was that the federal obligations of the United States government, the future obligations, not just current indebtedness, but the obligations having to do with generational liabilities such as Medicaid, Social Security, and so forth, those obligations exceed the world gross domestic product. $65.5 trillion is the total amount, using standard accepted bookkeeping practices, of the federal government's obligations. There's not enough money or wealth in the world to pay those off. And that being the case, you have to assume that the United States government is bankrupt. There's no other way of getting around it. If you simply do not have assets or do not have access to assets to pay off your liabilities, you are well and truly bankrupt, completely insolvent.
Of course, when you can print money, why, you don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is just keep printing money until you destroy the value of the money, and then you can pay it off with worthless dollars. And I really believe this is exactly what they're going to do. In fact, I don't know if you noticed, but gold was up strongly today. I mean, incredibly moving rapidly towards $1,000 an ounce. And this reflects that people throughout the world are suddenly realized that the whole world monetary system is going to come down. What's going on in Europe, we're not hearing about it here, but the whole basic financial structure of Europe is crumbling right before our very eyes, and there's increasing unrest all throughout there, and yet this is consistently played down over here.
Of course. You don't know what's going on in this country if you follow the national media, let alone what's going on outside of our borders. In order to find out what's going on here, it's often very necessary to be listening to a variety of sources that are foreign media outlets in order to find out what's going on in the purported land of the free and home of the brave. But the thing about what's going on specifically with the idea of hyperinflation, that is to say, repudiating the national debt and the obligations to the federal government by monetizing them, that's something that's being openly promoted right now by people who are sort of third and fourth string herd poisoners. Now, the term herd poisoner was used by Aldous Huxley in his splendid essay on propaganda under a dictatorship. And a herd poisoner is somebody who retails the party line in a way that receives mass acceptance. The classic example of that, of course, would be a couple of Republican-aligned, very conspicuous talk show hosts whose names I won't mention right now. But you've got second and third string herd poisoners who work for the Democratic half of the political duopoly that rules us, one of whom is Rachel Maddow, who really knows better, at least she should know better, who's been saying recently that, well, don't you know the stimulus package, and the fact that she calls the stimulus package unblinkingly without irony, I think attests to her fundamental dishonesty. Don't you know, says she, that the stimulus package is going to pay for itself? Because once the economy is stimulated, then we'll get the revenue coming back into the coffers of the Treasury, and we'll pay for itself. I mean, that's basically a retread, sort of an idiot child's retread, of something that was said by Keynesian socialists all the way back to FDR. So we just owe the money to ourselves. It's a debt that we owe to ourselves, which means it's really not a debt. Of course, you're standing at the top of a very high platform of begged questions when you say something of that sort. But at the bottom of this assumption that government creates wealth by printing money. It's the most amazing thing. A good, if somewhat inadequate, analogy here would be to say that we're aboard an airplane that is surrounded by airplanes that are starting to lose altitude. The airplane we're on doesn't have any fuel left in the tank, and yet we're proposing to do mid-air refueling of this entire fleet of airplanes that are about to crash. And in order to do so, the pilot and the co-pilot and the flight engineer assemble the cockpit, and they start writing out little chits that say fuel.
Hold that thought.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is William Grigg, and we're talking about the fact that they are just going right ahead and actually inflating the money supply. Really, I saw a great DVD today. YouTube will have it posted on our website very soon. You can go to RadioLiberty.com and see it. But he just shows this chart of what's happening to the money supply and how this money supply is now, you think about Al Gore's hockey stick. Man,
yeah.
This dwarfs the hockey stick, you know, that's just a little upbring. This is a massive upswing. And, Chris, people have to understand that they have almost tripled this money supply in 3 or 4 months. I mean, what they're doing is laying the foundation for a Weimar Republic or perhaps even a Zimbabwe type of hyperinflation here. And as we've said many times, there is no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency. And the thing is, these are not stupid people. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. No, William, go right ahead.
That's exactly right. I have seen that graphic, and it's just an astonishing thing. I showed it to my son. My oldest son is 11. I've got 2 or 3 children who are budding Austrian economic students. They're students of the Austrian School of Economics, which focuses, of course, on the way that the business cycle is set into motion by the inflation of the money supply by a central bank. And my 11-year-old looked at that chart and instantly understood what it meant. And he's described it to a number of kids at school and a number of his teachers. And he's trying to create Austrian economic students out of all of them. And, of course, that's a very healthy thing. People have to know why this is happening, and they have to understand how it's happening in order to correct it. And, of course, at the root of this is malice. It's malice rather than stupidity or ignorance that has created the circumstances we're in right now. People have been able to profit handsomely off of the adulteration of our currency and off of the concentrated fraud that is the modern financial industry. And by modern, I mean since 1971, since we ended the gold standard in late 1980s, of course, when they devised these means of securitizing bad debt and creating this huge overhang in derivatives that really will be, I think, the cluster that's going to do in the entire global economy is when that explodes. And we're standing on top of the largest bomb that man has ever made, if you will, in a financial sense. And I think that when we're talking about the way that popularizers of the Obama administration's programs are doing their best to sow ignorance, we're doing that just before the end of the last segment. People are talking about how the problem is that there are these obstructionist Republicans who are willing to endorse the Bush administration's profligacy, who for reasons of pure political opportunism now are being purely obstructionist. They're the party of no. They don't want to help people. They're standing athwart the stimulus program, which is the only thing that can rescue the economy. What those people don't understand is, or what they don't explain, rather, is why George Bush's efforts to stimulate the economy through unfettered spending were a bad thing, but Obama's efforts to stimulate the economy through unfettered spending are a good thing. You know, it's the same type of mirror image cynicism where the Republicans now are opposed to that type of profligacy. When they were in power, they supported it emphatically. It's just a matter of role reversal here. They're, as I mentioned before, they're not two parties. They're two branches of the same party. One of them, of course, supports the warfare welfare state. The other one supports the welfare warfare state. They're perfect mirror images of each other. They're instruments controlled by this partially submerged self-replicating power elite. They are involved in the political equivalent of sports partisanship. They offer people a very narrow variety of options in terms of identifying themselves with one team or another and cheering their team and booing the other team with the same orchestrated ersatz frenzy that you see in your typical professional wrestling match. But what's going on right now is that in very real terms, our economy is being destroyed in real time. What remains of the economy, of course, as we see this downturn, and the downturn itself is not the problem. You have to have a downturn. We overextended through a boom created by loose money and loose credit. That's the Austrian school speaking once again. The downturn is the cure. And the cure only takes a few years if it's allowed to play itself out. Unfortunately, right now, of course, what's happening is that for reasons of cynical political interest, the government is going out and stealing from those who are trying to do the prudent and necessary thing in order to subsidize the interests of those who are the criminally involved fraudulent con artists who capitalized on loose money and credit. And that's what's going to exacerbate this and create an unprecedented financial collapse, an unprecedented financial catastrophe. It's the remedies that are being prescribed right now, the supposed remedies that are being prescribed right now, that are going to do most of the damage. And yet we hear people and we read editorials and we hear people credulously recapitulate the talking points they've been given about promoting the idea that only the government through huge deficit spending through geometric increases in the amount of debt that the government has already generated can rescue the economy. And that type of concentrated, determined foolishness is going to collide very abruptly with reality very soon. It'll be interesting to see how those people react. Most likely they'll say, well, they did too little too late, which is, of course, the refrain you're hearing right now. You know, better to do too much than too little, and it might be too late to save things. You know, after that, after they're left with no other arguments in their arsenal, I suspect that they're going to dispense with the pretense of even arguing, and that's when things are going to get really nasty. That's when we're going to have sort of a Hobbesian struggle break out in this country between those of us who tried to be productive and those who live parasitically through redistribution by way of government. That's something also that we might see erupt later on this year. May God spare us from that type of an eventuality, but I'm afraid that's something we have to look forward to this year or next.
Well, I think we're out of time, William. God bless. We'll talk to you again on Friday evening. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Exciting times. Exciting times to know the Lord. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you enjoy our conversations with William Greig, because this is, really is a spiritual battle behind all of this, our organized evil. And when you understand that, it begins to make sense. They really want to destroy. They want to create havoc. They relish the ideas of wars and revolutions and bloodshed and suffering. And because this is what evil people do. And there really are evil people in the world. If you doubt that, you really need to see the new DVD we have. It's called The Eye of the Phoenix. It's, of course, put together by a good friend, Chris Pinto. It goes into the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, which, of course, was originally the eagle. Wasn't an eagle, it was a phoenix. And, of course, the phoenix is that mythical bird that was destroyed and rose from the ashes. And just as Atlantis, ancient Atlantis, was to be was destroyed and now was to be transplanted to our shores and to rise again, and America then was to use its financial and military power to bring about this one world government. It's all laid out very clearly in a book written by Manly P. Hall. We do carry it, not on a regular catalog. It's called The Secret Destiny of America, but if you call our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Why, you can get the book and The Secret Destiny of America. You'll certainly want to get The Eye of the Phoenix and the other two DVDs that are in that set, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. If you haven't seen them, why, you need to understand what's going on. Of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to hear my talk on The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, we got a great new book in. It's called The Money Creators. It was written back in 1935, and of course you can go up on Amazon. The book's available. They say they only have four copies of it. It's available for $39.95. We're offering it for $14.95. You need to get it. You need to read it. And Gertrude Krugen, writing in 1935, explained how they intentionally created the Great Depression, and what we're seeing today is deja vu all over again, because this isn't accidental. This is intentional. They know what they're doing. They just don't want us to know. Now, if you haven't yet laid in your supply of long-term storage food, we work with Ready Reserve Foods, and you get them at the same wholesale price as the Radio Liberty. You'll get them by going directly to Ready Reserve. So if you'd like us to send you a catalog, why, 1-800-544-8927. If you need the Berkey products, if you need to lay in a supply of health supplies, and I'm talking about vitamins, minerals, the other things, this is the time to do it. And if you'd like to, you know, send you the catalog, we'll be glad to. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get some of the other information we have on the planned police state, my talk, and the syllabus. I hope you'll want to get the information we have on concentration camps, because you'll even see, certainly in this, if you get the special or the amazing clips or the shocker, they're very, very similar, amazing.